if I'm not afraid now, but I was afraid one time, I might say, well, I used to be
afraid.
Okay. And if I didn't, would you say, well, he didn't used to be afraid?
He didn't used to be afraid.
Okay. If a person is real kind of happy-go-lucky, you'd say he, I'm sorry, I thought this said carefree, but it's something else. If a person doesn't pay much attention to what he's doing, you'd say, don't be so
nervous or carefree or fidgety or
no, if he doesn't pay any attention, if he just does things real, would you say careless?
Careless.
Alright. What about the word queer? What does the word mean?
He's I don't know how to put that.
Is it used for homosexual?
Well, it's used. You or could use it for that.
Just to mean strange.
But just something, he's strange.
You'd say he's pretty
strange.
Well, would you ever say he's pretty queer?
Pretty queer.
Okay.
Well, that
might get you in trouble.
Yes.
All right, what about if somebody gets mad real easy, if they get upset real easy, you say, well, he sure is
fidgety or...
Okay, would you ever say touchy?
Touchy.
Okay. What's another word for mad?
Mean.
Okay. You ever use the term angry?
Angry.
Okay. If you were trying to get somebody to stay calm, you would say, okay, just keep
calm.
Okay. When you work all day and you come home, you're very...
tired.
Okay. If you're very, very that way, would you still say tired or would you say something else? Like on Mondays when you come home, you're tired. But on Saturdays after you work till midnight, you're what?
Tuckered out.
Okay. You would say he is, what, worn out? Or
worn out.
Okay.
Tuckered out.
If somebody had been pretty well and then all of a sudden he became ill, you say, I don't know what happened, just all of a sudden he just got sick. Okay. If he suddenly came down with a cold, you'd say, well, I don't know where he
contacted that.
Okay. Or would you say caught a cold? When you have a cold sometimes and your voice gets kind of scratchy and everything, you say, well, I can't sing today because I'm real...
hoarse.
Okay. And what is that?
It's a cough.
Okay. Now, we're talking about taking medicine, or the word take. Say, I don't like to...
take medicine.
Okay. Yesterday I...
took.
And I have...
taken.
Okay. When a person or an animal like this dog you've got out here can't hear anything, you'd say he's...
deaf.
Yeah, that dog is just bad off.
I think he is, too.
So when you go out and work in the lawn and cut the grass or something, or go out and work in the garden, you come back in and you're just...
sweaty.
Okay. That's because you've been...
working.
Sweating.
Sweating.
And the fluid that drips off of you when you're sweating, though, you call that just sweat.
Sweat. Beer.
Yeah. What about a sore that comes up sometimes on your leg or on your bottom, usually, and it comes up real high?
Boil.
Yeah. And are there any other things that they call these?
What,
Rising. Okay. And when you lance one of these, what runs out of it?
Pus.
Okay. We're talking about the word swell, like something getting big.
Mm-hmm.
After the wasp...